This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
6 past the hour. Hi, how are you?
It's a big old
land. Glad to have you aboard for another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennin with Kevin Flynn.
Happiness.
We are following the grilling of Secretary Mayorkas. Alejandro Mayorkas is, of course, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary in charge of the border. We've been talking about this CBP1 app for how long, right? And now they're finally getting, you know, serious about asking Mayorkas about this game. It's unbelievable. And his previous misstatements. Let's listen in a little more they have going on right now.
Determines what's false. Do you understand the problem here? The reason the framers of our Constitution did not create an exception for quote-unquote false information from the First Amendment is because they didn't trust the government to determine what it is. And you have whole committees of people in your agency trying to determine what they define as false or misinformation.
That is not true.
Well, then what is true?
What we
Please
do
enlighten us.
Is what we do is we disclose the tactics that adverse nation states are utilizing to weaponize
information. No, sir. The court found specifically, it's a finding of fact that is not disputed by the government defendants, the Biden administration, your agency, the FBI, or DHS, not in the litigation. They determined you and all of your cohorts made no distinction between domestic speech and foreign speech. So don't stand there and tell me under oath that you only focused on adversaries around the world, foreign actors. That's not true.
Congressman, the Missouri case, the litigation to which you refer, is the subject of continuing litigation.
But the facts were not disputed, and I so regret that I'm out of time. I hope I get some more yielded. I go back.
I'm going to yield back. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Georgia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
They are doing some good work here. That's for sure. Chipping away.
I just don't understand why that guy still, I mean, how he got the job in the first place when you research who Alejandro Mayorkas is and where he came from and, you know, where he went to school and what his whole life has been. I mean, he's the DACA guy. You know, he's the dreamer guy. He's the transition head of the Obama team in 08. He's been on the team for a while. And man, he must have gone to graduate word salad class too, because man, he is good. Like, no, you're lying. That facts. No, I'm not. We're doing hard work.
I would call him smug.
Oh, he completely. That's what they all are.
He's got that look on his face like, screw you. I don't need to answer any of you creeps.
Yeah. Nope.
You know, I'm a czar. I'll do as I please. Hey, this hour of the program is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. I hope you know this, but if you don't, today is the day you are enlightened. The oil and gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota. That's right. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org. ndpetroleum.org, a wealth of information there about all the good work that's happening. And, of course, all that work in the Bakken and the various oil plays throughout North Dakota benefit every corner of North Dakota. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. The other story we're watching for you today is Hunter Biden is in court as we speak at this hour. And we, of course, don't know what's happening inside the courtroom, but he's been there for better than an hour now. The original plan was find out whether or not the judge was going to accept this plea of guilty of two misdemeanors, this sweetheart deal, if you will. And then, late last night, There was some new information brought to the court by the whistleblower testimony from members of Congress and the congressional record on that. And then a Biden-related attorney called the court and said, hey, don't use any of that. Seal that up, which they did because they thought it was from the people who sent it. Turns out they were misrepresenting themselves. So there's a lot of nuances here to this deal today in what's going to happen out of court. I just saw one guy run out of there. So not exactly sure if they're getting close to wrapping up or they have some information. But when they do, we will definitely let you know right here on the program. Newsmax is doing a really good job of covering this Mayorkas hearing. And the other networks are not. I know this will surprise you, but CNN and MSNBC, very little on the Mayorkas hearing. Gosh, that's a surprise, isn't it, Kev?
What?
They would want...
I think they'd go wire to wire.
Have any facts about all of that, you know, for sure. Texter says the U.S. intelligence agencies really started dumping lots of Biden shenanigans since the Brittany Griner prisoner swap without getting their guy, Paul Whelan, who is a Marine, and in my opinion, a CIA, who worked out of the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. Whelan was given a 16-year jail sentence in 2020 after being arrested in Moscow on suspicion of spying in 2018. Can you translate any of that, Kev?
Yeah, well, wasn't that part of the Brittany Griner deal? She came home and he didn't?
And this listener is saying U.S. Intel started dumping lots of Biden shenanigans after that Griner event.
Yeah.
I don't know why that would be significant or not. But
yeah, well, I think the Biden document dump is going to continue right up until he says he's not running again. And then the trip under the bus will be complete.
There you go.
Then it's really going to get interesting, though. And it's, you know, and emailer Hal said, and Jimmy Fallon brought up yesterday about fundraising and the crazy amount of money, and said that, you know, when you look at Obama, Trump had spent $11 million in their campaign at this point. Biden's only $1.5 million so far spent, so he's not running. He won't be there.
Texter says this Biden investigation is an interesting scenario. Do the government agencies value their own image and trustworthiness over towing the party line? Does the public trust enough for the judicial system to do what they know is right? The suspense is killing me. Yeah, me too.
Well, I can tell you,
I think the answer to that,
FBI people I've talked to from field office, buddy, they're tired of it, and they're tired of taking the hit for the lack of leadership.
How I would answer that question is the government agency leadership that we've seen again and again seems to be in the tank. Thankfully, we have some heroic whistleblowers. So don't put it on the rank and file, I guess, is what I'm getting at. My thought.
Yep.
Listener wants to know, how do we find If I Were the Deep State? Truth Social, maybe?
It's on Twitter as well. Yep.
Is it Twitter too?
Yep. Just
you mean X?
Yes, X. I'm sorry. We're not. I thought it was just the symbol. Still calling it Twitter, aren't we, or no?
I don't think so.
Elon, get Elon on the phone.
It's a little weird, isn't it?
I
don't know. I'm not down with the change. I don't know. I don't see the reason for it. Twitter's still a pretty iconic brand. Anyway.
That's the thing.
Seems a little eccentric on the part of Elon Musk, maybe.
Yeah, I just did the quick search. What is the deep state? It's out there. You'll find it. It's on the InfoWars site, too.
Okay. Arresting people for saying our elections are rigged seems like a horrible way to convince people our elections aren't rigged.
Perfectly said.
I agree with you. The Mayorkas hearing is on C-SPAN 3, said somebody. I see, okay. The fact that you know there's a C-SPAN 3 proves that you have no life.
Where would C-SPAN 3, I mean, yeah, that's an indication of how deep down they want to keep it.
Yeah, although I'm a fan of C-SPAN and all of their channels.
It should be on every network. It should be on every network, every carrier, all of it. I mean,
it really should.
Yeah.
Knowing what we learned yesterday and have learned in several conversations with people reporting at the border, this head fake that they have going where they, okay, there's nobody coming in illegally anymore. Look at the it's trickled way down. Never mind over here at the port of entry through the app. Do we let them in for free and swing them on in? And
Scott, the illegal crossings are down. The illegal crossings are down. They get the app. You go to the gate. Nobody has to get in the river.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you got to do.
Just because you call it an illegal crossing doesn't make it an illegal crossing.
It's still illegal. They're all illegal to the letter of the law. None of these people are refugees. They're migrants. They want a better life. Asylum from what? You don't like the village you live in Guatemala? Well, you know, we get it. But
another
listener process.
Another listener says, Kevin's crystal ball and mine are dialed into the same channel.
Beautiful.
There you go. You two tune your channels during the break here. We'll come back with more on What's on Your Mind. Watching the Hunter Biden courtroom closely to let you know if anything happens there. And as well, the fiasco at the Mayorkas hearing.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What's on your mind? Did you know on this date, 1975, number one song was Van McCoy, Do the Hustle.
Yes, I would absolutely believe that.
So, therefore, I think that might be a good bumper, too.
1975, and this, oh, yeah, there you go. Come on. Get those 4-inch Cuban heels going. Get that leisure suit out, buddy. It's time to dance.
This was one good song, I'll tell you, right here.
Yeah.
One good song. One for the ages.
Do the hustle.
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
That's a good one.
Cut it off far too early.
Oh, I could keep it going if you'd like. Not a problem there. I mean, if you...
Here we go.
This is right when the spotlight hits the glass globe over the skating rink.
See, there you go. Let me tell you about my friends at Swanson Hyperbarics. If you go to their website, swansonhyperbarics.com, click on testimonials, you will see an incredible amount of life-changing, real, factual information about how hyperbaric oxygen treatment helps so many patients. Whether it is relief after months of COVID issues, you know, there's that long-haul COVID that's out there. It's helped people after stroke. It's helped people recover from car accidents, finding recovery from PTSD. There's people who just say, look, this therapy changed my life. It did. And they have an incredible team at Swanson Hyperbarics. Their mission is to help their patients heal with natural hyperbarics oxygen. Specializing in the hyperbaric oxygen therapy, you can expect to receive state-of-the-art treatment well, inside a single-person hyperbaric oxygen chamber. And I've been in these before. It's really... When I say hyperbaric oxygen chamber, I feel like I need to explain that this isn't like some dark chamber you go into. This is actually a television right there. There's glass all around you. It's an amazing tool. And they're trained and dedicated doctors and staff dedicated to providing you with the best care and service to enhance your body's natural healing processes. Find out more at SwansonHyperbarics.com. SwansonHyperbarics.com. All right, nothing new on the Hunter Biden trial. From the whole dang show darn near, Kev. This thing has been going since he walked in the door.
Yeah, he's hoping they can wrap it up by 4 because he's got a hooker lined up and a little party. Party plan, so...
Well, you now, know. Mind you, this court hearing is for one thing, for the judge to say yes or no to a plea deal.
Right.
And then if the judge says yes, and by the way, it's a sweetheart deal, it's misdemeanors, we know that now from the whistleblowers and everything else, but that's what the basis of what the hearing is for today.
Yep.
And then the judge says yes or no, and then Hunter pleads guilty. If it's the sweetheart deal, then he gets out of there. Shouldn't take that long. Leads me to believe that maybe some of the new information the court has, including from whistleblowers and congressional testimony, is causing the judge to question the plea deal as invalid.
Could be. Depends on the judge, I guess.
Exactly right. 701-271-1100 is our number. 701-237-1590 by text. Listener says, political theater. No one is ever held responsible. Assume he's referring to the Mayorkas hearing that is happening in the House today, and I hear you. I get that exact same thing. Another listener, this whole FBI cover-up with the Bidens all has to be linked to Epstein and trafficking. It's the only thing that makes sense.
Well, I think Epstein, if you look at Epstein, and Epstein was just, he was one of them, and he was a connection to a lot of the, everybody that we know that went to the island that, you know, that were part of his network or whatever. But he's knowing what we know and watching when you watch The Sound of Freedom and when you read about the global trafficking networks, it's colossal. It's mammoth. It's so much bigger than an island with one guy who's connected to Hollywood and D.C. It's child slavery. It's sex trades. It's unreal. Unreal what's going on.
By the way, we Kevin and I discussed the text I read earlier about Intel dumping lots of Biden shenanigans after the Brittany Griner prisoner swap. The CIA didn't get their guy, Paul Whelan, Marine.
Yep.
And so the scenario that this listener is suggesting is CIA was ticked. Brittany Griner, but no Paul Whelan. So that's when they started dumping lots of Biden shenanigans or getting whistleblowers and other information. So
yeah, one of the guys that was watching the dump said the intel community is really ticked off. No efforts were made to get Paul Whelan home, but Brittany Griner's got a pass. So that, you know, yeah, you've got to give these people, you know, these people reason to not like you anymore, not cover your butt. And that's what they're doing. They're letting it out slow. They're backdooring these people, and they're throwing them under the bus for it. It's going to happen.
All right, I got a boatload of text to get through here in a short period of time, so let me go to it. Mayorkas is the epitome of arrogance, says this listener. He's going to ensure a flood of illegal aliens into the country for future voting rolls to keep Democrats in power, and to hell with the rule of law. He should be impeached for his role in this. Somebody should be impeached. Let's go. Enough of the political theater. I want action. Another listener, if there's no illegal crossings, why are they taking Texas to court for floating the barrier in the river? Don't you love our listeners?
Another great question.
Yeah. Well, what's your worry?
Spot on, my friend.
Another, when Kamala said we need to address root causes of migration, she wasn't wrong. Who is behind the funding for the immigrants' journey? Seize their assets for funding an invasion. Yeah. Texture said, I read he pled guilty. Not sure where you read that he pled guilty, because we don't have that from any of the news sources that are on the scene, and we haven't seen him leave yet.
Well, he's going to plead guilty. Because they don't want a trial, they don't want any, whatever it's going to be, if he gets a chance, he's going to plead guilty to whatever the bogus charges are, because they don't want a trial on any of this.
Well, a misdemeanor he would for sure, but what if they're felonies?
Well, then, you know.
And there's jail time.
Then we'll deal with that after Dad announces he's not running again. You know? I mean, who knows? But, yeah, great question.
This listener's nailed it. Cocaine was found at Biden's house. A dead body was found at Obama's house. A male prostitute was found at Pelosi's house. An illegal server was found at Clinton's house. And the FBI raided Trump's house.
Thank you for that. I needed that. That was so good.
Oh, you can't make it up, folks. You can't make it up. That's about it. All right, when we come back, we're going to tackle the crime problem. What do you really do about it? How do you reduce crime, restore victims, reform offenders, lower taxpayer costs? There's some conservative solutions that are out there from a group called Right on Crime that we're going to learn about next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
USA News Update. Residents along Florida's Space Coast preparing for the rumble of a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket launch either late tonight or tomorrow. After the launch, the rocket booster landings at Cape Canaveral are expected to cause sonic booms across central Florida. The blistering heat that's been broiling much of the South and the Southwest now invading the Midwest, pushing afternoon highs above 100 degrees. A federal judge striking down the Biden administration's new rules for asylum seekers at the southern border. The judge ruling against the new rule that allows immigration authorities to deny asylum to migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border if they did not first apply online or seek protection in a country they passed through. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You're tapping your toe today, don't we? Doing our part here. How about some lunch today? PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. And it is a Swedish meatballs kind of day. Valley City has Swedish meatballs or lasagna. Harwood has Swedish meatballs. West Main Avenue, West Fargo has Swedish meatballs or Southern Chicken Bowl. Yeah, that's some home cooking for you. Chicken taco or beef taco, 12th Avenue and I-29. Glendon has meatloaf today. Fettuccine Alfredo on 45th Street, Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Secretary Mayorkas is being grilled on Capitol Hill as we speak. And we're waiting for Jim Jordan to question him. Jim Jordan always never disappoints. Always a good time. We love those exchanges, so we'll see if we can get some questions and answers from him at some point. We also are waiting to hear the Hunter Biden deal. Fox is reporting that Hunter Biden is to exit federal court soon. So that would lead us to believe that the hearing is wrapping up. Haven't heard yet what the judge ultimately decided. Yes, on the two misdemeanors. And, you know, the slap on the wrist, or whether or not taking the congressional testimony under consideration and upping the charges. We've yet to see the outcome there, but a busy news day, and we're following it all here on the program. Brett Tolman is going to join us in just a little bit. We're trying to track him down, Executive Director for Right on Crime, a national campaign of the Texas Public Policy Foundation. It supports conservative solutions for reducing crime, restoring victims, reforming offenders, lowering taxpayer costs. Drew Wrigley has been making the point lately, our Attorney General in North Dakota, that we in North Dakota need tougher laws related to people that interact with law enforcement multiple times or flee law enforcement or resist arrest. So we have the back of law enforcement officers. So we can be worthy of the heroism they're doing front and center. That's why I thought we'd talk to Brett and just find out about what some of the ideas that this group has come up with. And, of course, take this to every state and say, hey, here's something we think you should do, and here's why. Spent a lot of time getting the details just exactly right. So, and Brett Tolman is a former U.S. attorney that served as chief counsel for crime and terrorism to the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. So is well-suited to tackle this, for sure. Chip Roy is up next. So it can't be long before we'll get Jim Jordan. You know who Chip Roy is, Kevin?
Oh, yeah, I love Chip Roy, Texas congressman. Love him.
Yeah.
He and I have the same barber.
Exactly right. I'm seeing that now. Now I get the joke, yeah. The chrome dome there, huh?
Yeah, love that guy. I don't know if you heard Nancy Pelosi said he's one of the many MAGA people that are there that you can blame for being so hot. So you can thank a MAGA Republican for this heat, according to Hillary.
Yeah.
You saw that, so, you know, got to take that hit.
I did see that, and I can't even believe it. I mean, you know, if you're tired of being hot out there, you can blame climate change. Blame the Republican.
Yeah, forget that it's summer. That, you know, most of the hot places are in a desert. Forget any of that.
It actually happened.
I know. If
things can get any weirder, there's a UFO hearing going on, too, down today. So something's clearly in the water. Anyway.
Oh, you're killing me.
Our next guest is going to talk some sense into us and talk about some fundamentals on getting the crime problem in America under control. Brett Tolman joins us from the Right on Crime Group, frequent contributor on Fox News and No Spin News with Bill O'Reilly as well, and I mentioned earlier, former U.S. attorney. Brett, thanks for joining us. You bet. Glad to have you. So describe the crime problem. What kind of a crime problem do you see as a former U.S. attorney in America right now?
You know, it's not going to be a shock to anybody that at the same time we have woke politics, prosecutors announcing they won't prosecute certain crimes, bail that has been reformed to the point of affecting, you know, public safety, that we have a rising crime problem in this country. And what's tragic about it is we have at the same time the defund the police cries are going out among, you know, the left. We have the actual communities that are being ripped apart by crime, begging and pleading for more resources and better policing, not defund the police and announcements that they're not going to prosecute certain crimes.
So I get how you would do that here in North Dakota, South Dakota. How do you do it in Minnesota? How do you do it in you know, California and New York?
Well, in these areas, what's really interesting is it's not just conservative areas that are figuring out how to deal with this. We'll take a look at Dallas, for example. Dallas is one of the few large cities, fourth largest in the country, where the crime rate is actually going down. And what did they do? They have a belief in good policing. They've developed hotspot policing where they're increasing funding in order to address areas that are seeing an increase in crime. You have prosecutors that are saying we'll enforce the law, so the right kind of messaging is going forward. That's the formula. It's not a secret, but that's what has to happen in these large cities.
And give me an idea of some simple tools that we can do. I mean, the hotspot policing, you mentioned one of those as well, but if we're reducing crime and helping victims and reforming offenders and at the same time lowering taxpayer costs, what's the laundry list? What do we do?
Well, you look at bail reform. Let's start there. Someone gets arrested. And you have places like New York and Houston where they decide they're just going to let everybody out. The reality is you can change bail so that individuals that are not a risk to society, that have low-level charges, but they don't have the money to pay for bail, you can reform that system and give relief. While at the same time, what we did in Texas was pass a law that would increase the judicial ability, the judge's ability to assess risk of harm to the community. And if they find risk of harm, they can hold individuals like we saw the parade driver in Waukesha. You know, that's an individual that would have been held in custody and not allowed out under thoughtful, reasonable bail reform.
Interesting. And what went into this the work you did on Right on Crime? Talk about the kind of effort that it took to come up with these proposals.
So, you know, folks have heard about, for example, the First Step Act, this bill that President Trump, you know, worked through and passed and was a monumental reform of the criminal justice system. As a result of that bill, recidivism in the federal system has gone from 46% down to, in some instances, less than 10%. And it wasn't rocket science. It was modeling a program that developed in Texas where they incentivized those that were incarcerated, where they could earn time off of their sentence, a modest amount, but still an amount that they cared about, through participating in programming, training, education, recidivism reduction tools. It resulted in $3 billion in financial savings and closing almost 8 prisons in Texas. So what we can do is start to see that, you know, the states that have been dealing with this problem for a long time, there are those that are starting to implement some remarkable policies. So what Right on Crime is doing is getting entrenched in all of the states across this country so that we can see what is working and what isn't, and then advise those legislatures that really care about changing the criminal justice system to preserve community safety, remember victims, but to lower crime rates as well.
We recently lost a Fargo police officer, 2 others critically wounded on the job, and a 4th hero that took down Mohammed Barakat in a shooting that happened on the 14th of July. Our Attorney General, Drew Wrigley, has called on all of us to be worthy of the heroism of them in calling for stricter crime, laws, rather, to fight crime, including things like fleeing and resisting arrest, because it seems like it's taken off that this is a commonplace, right? That there's no regard for the rule of law, and you have people resisting arrests and filming the arrests and looking for a viral moment. Is that something where Right on Crime can help with as well, Brett?
We sure can. And Drew is a friend of mine. We were both U.S. attorneys at the same time. And let me say this. Individuals that would commit crime are only deterred not by the number of criminal statutes you have, not by the length of the sentence they might face, but by the predictability of being caught and prosecuted. So you do have to have your prosecutors, your law enforcement, they have to be willing to enforce the law. You do have to also remember that in this country, almost 50% of our violent crime and murder cases are unresolved. We need to put resources into getting those serious violent crimes solved. Because then you get the worst of those individuals off your street.
It's a great package. Glad you did it. We'll stay in touch and hope our legislature takes your lead as well here, along with our Attorney General.
Thank you.
You bet. Appreciate it. Brett Tolman. our guest on What's On Your Mind, a preview of the memorial when we come back.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugliese Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliese Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
At Gateway Building Systems, they understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., they'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. They help farmers customize their operations, and it's their mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing Gateway Building Systems will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on their Brock solid bins right now. Go to gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com. Kevin, we have a little bit of news that from inside the courtroom, without much detail, but that the Hunter Biden plea deal appears to be falling apart.
I saw that on one of my monitors here as well. Yeah, hopefully, well, it has to, doesn't it? I mean, if we're going to get Joe under the bus, he can't be getting off.
Well, what'll be interesting here is to see what role the IRS whistleblowers in the congressional testimony played in this judge going, wait a minute here. Wait a minute.
Well, then, you know, what happens then? If the plea deal falls apart, then he's, you know, charged with some, they'll come up with new charges and repackage that, and then he'll have to respond to that. And he might, if there's a felony, maybe he pleads guilty and gets a suspended sentence or, you know, a light, easy term in the Fed, you know, the all-inclusive Fed prison for low-risk offenders. And away, you know, away goes the whole family with millions of dollars.
There should be some jail time with this. Anybody else in the same position would have jail time.
Hunter Biden jail isn't like regular jail. I mean, regular jail is like prison. You think like prison and, you know, Gen Pop and the whole... No, Hunter Biden jail is like, you know, Rochester. Like
Beach
Jim
House.
Swagger. Like with Jim, what's his name?
Beach jail. House in Delaware somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, ankle bracelet.
On house arrest, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Get the weight room, use of the pool. Yeah.
Anyway, we'll keep tabs on this for you today. Charlie Kirk coming up. He'll do the same right here on the flag. We're going to check in with our own Chris Larson, the super producer for What's on Your Mind, who is at Shields Arena, where in a couple of hours a memorial service will be held for fallen Fargo police officer Jake Willeen. And the doors open in minutes there. Chris, what do you set the scene for us, sir?
Scotty, I'm live outside Shields Arena here in South Fargo. And right now we get just a few spectators that are rolling into the parking lot. Fargo Fire Department has a pair of engines sitting, kind of making an archway for those that are entering Shields Arena. They've got two ladder trucks with the ladders extended and a huge American flag hanging down from those. Would make Jim the flagpole guy very happy to see. They've got a Fargo Police Department cruiser under the canopy here at Shields Arena with its lights on. That'll be greeting people as they enter in the main entrance. Again, a reminder that the main entrance is the only entrance you can get in here at Shields Arena for this service today. That'll get underway at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And we'll hear from several dignitaries from the area. Fargo Police Department chaplain, Pastor David Juvie, will be speaking this afternoon. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Fargo Mayor Dr. Tim Mahoney, Attorney General Drew Wrigley, Fargo Police Officer Ian Kristen, and Jake Willeen's father, Jeff, will be speaking as well today. And they're going to have a musical performance this afternoon of Take Me Home, Country Road by none other, Scotty, and Kevin Slamabama. They're going to perform this afternoon at the Celebration of Life. Again, from everything we've heard from Dr. Mayor Tim Mahoney on Monday at the Fargo City Commission meeting, this is all about celebrating the good that comes out of this situation, the good that happened, you know, as Jake is being remembered here and, of course, laid to rest over the weekend in Pequot Lakes, Minnesota. So come on out. Again, doors open at 11. People are starting to mill in, and it starts at 1 o'clock. If you can't make it, AM 1100 The Flag, AM1100TheFlag.com. We'll also be streaming it live on our social media. Just a great way to pay tribute to a Fargo police officer that gave his life in that tragic incident on July 14th, Scott.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the update, and really hope folks are able to take a pause today and, if not, attend the service. Tune it in. We'll have it for you live on The Flag, AM 1100, FM 92.3, coming up in just a little bit. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Scott.
By the way, a listener asked if you could fire up Sausalito Summer Night, a song they remember from the summertime.
Oh, Diesel. Yeah, you bet.
That's who that is, Diesel. Yeah.
Yeah.
We love the bumper suggestions, you know.
You bet.
And by the way, I'm getting rave reviews about Do the Hustle. A lot of people happy with our bumper
Van
selection.
Van McCoy, by the way. Van McCoy.
Number one on this date, 1975. If you remember nothing else from this program today, you can remember that useless piece of trivia.
There you go. There's your
Yeah.
That's a fun bar song. The always used to get the girls dancing with this one. There you go.
You ask, you shall receive. Right here on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Thanks, Kev. Have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Hunter Biden plea deal appears to be falling apart at a hearing. Nothing official on that, but everybody reporting that from inside the courtroom in Wilmington, Delaware. Stay tuned for more on that. God bless. See you tomorrow. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT, to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.